On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for On The Pace.
Sprinter down the outside, finishing brilliantly. Look at Sprinter, he's got the right name.
But he says, ta-da on Bowtide. Some Bowtide brilliance here today. He'll go back-to-back, all right. He's making a mess of them.
Bringing you all the latest harness racing happenings from around New South Wales and across the country.
It's 24 to 11. Greg Hayes joins us now. Morning, Hayes. How are you?
Really well, Cozzy. Looking forward to the second round of heats of the Inter-Dominion tonight at Bunbury.
That'll be fantastic after last weekend. A couple of nice performances, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly right. And we've got a couple of very short price favourites. Going to try and catch up today with Gary Hall Sr., who had run one over, performed so well in one of the heats on Friday night. Finished second behind Hector JJ, has drawn well. So tonight we'll speak with Gary Hall Sr. on the show. Want to catch up with Clive Dalton too. He's the trainer of John of Arc. Good story there, John of Arc. Formerly spent time with Gary Hall Sr., but has a few leg injuries. He's a horse that they've got to work on very hard to just keep him going around. We'll have a chat to Clive. He doesn't have a big team. He's also he's got another one in the series as well. So we'll have a chat to him. And we're going to catch up with John Dummersy as well, just to find out what's happening with some New South Wales news and keep all of the local participants right up to date with what is happening. We've got news, of course, that the Emma Stewart runners are out of the Inter-Dominion. I've got some news on Kyle Harper as well, who conducted a radio interview over the weekend about Betta's Fire. I'll tell you more about that as well. So very busy half hour or so coming up. John Dummersy is the Chief Executive of Harness Racing New South Wales, and he's joining me on the show to give us an update with what's happening in New South Wales at the moment. Good morning, John.
Great morning, isn't it, Greg?
It is fantastic. What have you got for us this morning?
Well, everything's happening in New South Wales, and it's the only way to be. But today we're down in Wagga, and we're finalising a couple of details. The primary issue being that the appointment of the project manager for the new Wagga track, which is a milestone point to reach.
So obviously very exciting for Harness Racing New South Wales with that new track plan down there, and in line with what's happened at Bathurst and obviously Menangle before that, it's very exciting time for the people of the Riverina.
It is. A local company, GHD, have been appointed as the project manager, so they will really get stuck into this process now, and we have a full expectation that construction will now start in February.
And if that's the case, if it does start in February, best possible scenario, when can people expect to race on the new track?
Weather permitting, we expect the first major race meeting to be the Wagga Gold Cup in 2018.
So I think the participants down there are going to be very happy with the plans and what will be in 12, 18 months' time.
Yeah, well, see, the results of Bathurst are very strong, and that's what gives us the encouragement with Wagga. Not that we weren't ever encouraged, but it's a major regional centre here, and there are a lot of tracks in the surrounding area which will feed into Wagga. So that's where we're heading to, and that's where we'll end up.
What else have you got for us today?
Here in Wagga, also there's a new committee. A new constitution, and with that constitution, the membership elected four people to the board, and Harness Racing New South Wales has three independent nominees, and today they will be revealed, and I can tell you they are Paul Calderfeld. Paul's a very strong supporter of the club down here, as well as being a prominent owner, trainer, breeder. And occasionally does some driving. Christine Brewer also will join that board, and Christine is well known in the Hunter area and has relocated down to the Riverina. And Dennis Conroy from the Griffith Club, he will come in. He's also the Hyrick member for the small clubs in New South Wales. He joins the board, which is made up of Linda Inwood, the incumbent president. Kevin Wheatley, Brian Hayes, and Bill Tipping. So everything's happening in the Riverina today.
Okay, well that's big news. And what about on Saturday night at Menangle? There was an interesting happening where the light in the photo finish failed to go off. It was a race that involved Supriya and also Rave Moonraker. Are we going to hear any more about that? I know the connections of Rave Moonraker were in the stewards' room when I left the track on Saturday night.
Yes, well, the connections will return to Menangle today, accompanied by Grant Adams, who was the chief steward at Menangle on Saturday night, and Bruce Christensen and David Watson, and they will view that photo finish print on the screen, on the actual screen where it shows, and they will discuss the outcome, and the outcome was that the race was declared dead heat by the judge.
Okay. So can that be changed?
Can it be changed? It could only be changed if it's incorrect. It's subject to what they see today. I haven't viewed it, so I couldn't really make a comment in that respect.
Okay. Is anything else happening in New South Wales that people need to know about?
There's plenty happening, and I'll be able to reveal a bit more to you next week. If you allow me.
All right, we'll catch up with you again next week. Those announcements in Wagga today, they will be very well regarded, and we wish the participants listening down that way all the best of luck, because it's going to be an exciting time in Wagga over the next couple of years.
Yes, certainly will, Greg.
There he is, John Dumasy, the Chief Executive of Harness Racing New South Wales. So some very exciting times at Wagga with the announcement of the project manager for the building of the new track, and they hope to have that track, weather permitting, ready to go for the 2018 Wagga Gold Cup. Now, just a little bit of updated news for the Inter-Dominion. You may not have caught up with it, but yesterday, stewards ordered the withdrawal from the Inter-Dominion series. The three runners from the Emma Stewart stable, Restrepo, Yankee Rockstar and Guaranteed, were all inspected shortly after midday Western Australian time and were all found to have issues, which would see them unable to take their place in the second round of heats to be held at Bunbury today. Stewards were alerted to the issues by a stable representative early Monday morning, with the vet inspections taking place at approximately 1 o'clock. Trainer Emma Stewart contacted stewards around 1:30 to notify the scratchings and the reasons for the withdrawals. Both Guaranteed and Yankee Rockstar were found to have injuries to hind legs. Restrepo had trained off and lost condition after not coping well with the heat and the travel. All runners were stood down from racing pending veterinary certificates of soundness. So they will head home, and I did read a tweet somewhere where they will get set for the Victorian Summer Carnival if they travel back okay. I must admit, the heat is playing havoc with a few of the horses over there. I caught up with a couple of trainers yesterday who had made the trip across to WA, and they did admit that the heat was playing trouble with their horses. Gary Hall Sr., he's a local. He's joining us on the show now to have a chat about his horses. Gary, is it good morning to you. Is it seasonal warm weather there at the moment?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. Yeah, no, it's not bad at all. There was one bad day last week, but it's not too bad. I think it's going to be about 25 or 27 today. So
different kind of heat. A lot of the interstaters are saying.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I don't know whether it's a problem. I've had a lot of horses come from New Zealand in the middle of summer here, and they don't seem to worry about it. But yeah, obviously Hoka Punta went amiss, but he had some sort of bug that he picked up, some sort of respiratory bug. So it wouldn't have mattered what the temperature was, he was going to get crook.
Well, you've got a number of runners in the Inter-Dominion series, and most of them were very good on night one. Let's have a chat about run one over. He was very good. He finished second behind Hector, and Clint drove a really smart race, and he's come up with a good barrier draw tonight.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping he can lead tonight. With the Restrepo out, I think it paves the way for him to find the front. If he found the front, I think he'd be very hard to beat. Obviously, Smolder, I thought Smolder went good in his heat. And, but leading around Bunbury is quite an advantage, I think.
So the 2,100 metres, is it? What is it like at the starting point for people who don't know the track? Does it suit those horses in the middle of the track? They can zoom over and find the front?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm not 100% sure, because Bunbury's not a track that I'd go to a hell of a lot. But from what I've seen there, the ones in the middle of the track do find the lead. But I think that could be because normally at Bunbury there's a sprint lane in operation, and the leaders, you know, the fence horses, usually because of the way the preferential draw system goes over here, they're the lesser horses, so they hand over to the ones out wider. So I'm not sure. You know, like a horse like Hector JJ will sort of indicate how quick he gets out from barrier two, because the one horse in that race is quite a quick beginner too. So not that it'll want to hold it out, I don't suppose, but it'll just determine how quick they get out from the inside there.
What about Ramon over? Did you expect him to go as well as he did on Friday night?
Tell you the truth, no, I didn't, Greg. I've been very happy with his preparation in the lead-up, and, you know, he was going terrific. His run before, he went to Bunbury for the Bunbury Cup, was outstanding, and then he went down in the Bunbury Cup, and to tell you the truth, I was really disappointed with him. I thought he would win or run second, and he ran about sixth and got to the breeze easy and stopped, and it sort of left me in a bit of a quandary. I didn't know what was going on there, but he seems to be a horse that he likes to be fired up. If you let him know you mean business, then he goes good. If you put him to sleep, that's not his go. He doesn't like it. He just goes to sleep, sort of thing, and you can't wake him up, you know.
CMAC went around in that same race on Friday. He was really good late. He was 100 to 1 chance, and he's drawn barrier 7 tonight, so it's not going to be easy for him. But the way he hit the line suggests that he's racing well at the moment.
Yeah, I sort of prepared all my horses to peak around this time for the end of the series, and CMAC was one of those. And he was plagued by bad draws when he was unfit before he got into the series, and nothing's really changed. Even the barrier 3 the other night wasn't really suitable because he had to go back from it, and there was too much pace there. And he did get home good. And if he had drawn a nice barrier tonight, I think he would have gone really well. But, you know, like, I'd be looking for a consolation for him. But my two main ones obviously Run One Over and Bodine Boaz.
What did you make of Bodine Boaz the other night? He hit the line really well and settled in the race, which is a good sign.
Yeah, he only fired. I still wanted to leave the hood on him, but Gary didn't want to. But I think he only fired up that night because he fired into the lead from the middle of the, you know, from barrier 5 or something. He fired him out when he led. He took control of him around 27-1 to the winning post with a lap to go, and that's suicide for any horse to do that. And I think that if he came out on the bit and, you know, like, you relaxed him a bit early, I think the hood might help him be a bit more focused. But the other night I was really happy with him because he ran home and I think Lenny the Shark ran in 54.5, and he must have run home a bit quicker than that, and guaranteed got underneath him on the home turn, and he got locked up with him a bit and lost a little bit of balance, so and he only got straightened up and then got balanced, and he got home really good the last 50 metres. So yeah, I was very happy with him, and you'd have to say he's my main chance going into the carnival.
He picked up, obviously, good points in running second. He's drawn tonight inside of the back row. You said our Jericho's a quick beginner, and Hector JJ's drawn in too. If he was to score big points again tonight, if he was to run a place, it'd just about assure him a spot in the final.
Yeah, that's what we got our fingers and toes crossed for, Greg. But he's going to end up 3 back defence, I think. I don't think I'm Jericho can hold Hector JJ, and even if he could, I don't know whether he even would want to, you know. Mm. That being the case, Hector JJ is going to lead on his ear, and our Jericho second will be 3 defence. I can't see any point in coming off the fence and trying to get off the fence and get into the running line. That could be suicidal because I don't think there's going to be a lot of pace on early because of, you know, Kyle Harper's made the comment he's not putting any pressure on the leader, which I don't blame him for. It's not gonna help his chances at all.
Yep.
So he's probably going to just go to the breeze and sit there and try and get as many points as he can. And so that's going to make it a little bit harder for us. But Josh Aitken and Hector JJ, they do hold up, and then it does seem to put the pedal to the metal to come around the home turn. So he might open the field up a little bit, and we can dash through a few gaps and maybe get into the money and try and get some maximum points.
What did you think of Waylaid on night one?
You can't tell. Can't tell from the horse is going good. I'm really happy with the way the horse is working and everything. But he went a bit late. I thought he went too late in the race, and he should have gone a bit earlier and covered up Yankee Rockstar and forced John of Arc to make the run. Then he would have been on his back, and he probably would have been a bit closer. But even though he finished like second last or last off the track, he wasn't that far from him, and he's still going well. And I think tonight, if I'm a connoisseur, wasn't in the race, I really think he could be a winning chance. But I'm a connoisseur is going to hammer him out of the gate, and that's not going to be good for either I'm a connoisseur or Waylaid, I wouldn't think.
Okay. And what about Chicago Bull in the McInerney Ford? You must have been really happy with his performance.
Yeah. It was hard not to be, wasn't it?
He's got that lightning speed. What are they calling him? Mini Quinny over there.
Yeah, no, it might be a bit of an insult to Quinny to compare him to him, but, you know, like, he is a phenomenal little horse for the size of him, and he can't do any more than win those big races, which he's always, he won the Derby and now he's won this one. I know Mr. Mojito had a flat tyre, but you know, like, he still would have found Chicago Bull hard to beat, I think, Mr. Mojito. And the way it was looking, if he hadn't had the flat tyre, we would have been on his back following him around the field. So he would have been looking over his shoulder, that's for sure, because he is very fast, that little horse.
So going into tonight, best winning chances, run one over. Best chance in the series is Bodine Boaz.
I'd have to say that, Greg, yeah.
Yep. All right. Thanks very much for your time. Good luck tonight.
No worries, Greg. See you.
There he is, Gary Hall Sr., leading WA trainer, who has still got a total of four horses in the series, Waylaid, Bodine Boaz, Sia Mack, and Run One Over. And unfortunately, just having a look through, we've lost another runner, and that's one of Clive Dalton's horses, and that is Elegant Christian. So now we're down with the three Stewart horses all out, Yankee Rockstar guaranteed, and also Restrepo. And unfortunately, we've lost Elegant Christian as well. So that will be just a field of eight to go around in the fifth heat tonight, which is Hector JJ's heat. Bodine Boaz obviously engaged in that, and our Jericho. I'll get back to the comments that Gary Hall Sr. made in regards to what Kyle Harper had to say about Better's Fire in just a moment. But I want to catch up with Clive Dalton now, because John of Arc, great story. Horse that's had a lot of ability. Gary Hall Sr. had the horse, said, you know, the sky's the limit for him, but he's unfortunately had some pretty serious injuries, and that curtailed his career. However, Clive Dalton's been able to pick this horse up, look after him, and get him through to an Inter-Dominion series. He was great night one. He finished third, and Clive Dalton is joining us on the show. Good morning, Clive.
Morning, how are you?
Really well, mate. John of Arc, tell us the story behind him. He's obviously got loads of ability, but he has had a few little issues in the past.
Yeah, he's got stacks of ability. He's had a lot of leg injuries. He broke down in three legs, actually, suspensions in front legs and the hind leg. And Gary gave him to me because of Elegant Christian had bad legs, and I won a few races with him. So he said, look, you take him and look after him. So that's what happened. So it was great that he gave him to me, and I'm very happy that he did.
Do you do anything different with him as a result of those injuries to his legs?
Oh, mainly he goes to the extreme weights every day, and he does a lot of strong 3 mile work every third day, and I don't spin him up at all, and he's always in pickle baths and ultrasound his legs, and there's always something to do with them, but these good horses, you just got to put the time into them.
Did it give you so much satisfaction to see the horse perform so well on night one of the Inter-Dominion Series after all the work that you've put into him?
Oh, it was great, yeah. You know, this would have been a highlight of my career if this horse could finish in the final, you know, finish really in the first three, I'd be over the moon, you know. He's such a great horse. He's got a big heart and, yeah, I mean, all of the horse, actually.
How did he pull up after night one?
Actually, really good. I'm really pleased. I was talking to Chris Lewis yesterday at Pinjarra, and I couldn't be happy with him. I took him the estuary yesterday and the day before, and he was humping up in the water, and he just, you know, really keen and really happy with him. He's, pulled up super.
Just heard from Senior. He's got Waylaid drawn one in that heat at tonight. Naima Connoisseur for Greg Bond's drawn four. Gary thought there might be a little bit of speed on early between the one and the four. Will that help your bloke get into a nice spot early?
Well, I think so, yeah. We'll be going four for sure, and we'll just see what happens. I'll leave it up to Chris, but, you know, I think we need to push forward. If I'm a Connoisseur, can't lead, can't cross Waylaid, we'll be going to the breeze. He, you know, he's pretty tough, and that's the way he likes to race.
What about Elegant Christian? Unfortunately, he's had to come out of the series.
Yeah, disappointing this morning. I was taking the two horses to the estuary to weigh them, and I got him out of his yard, and he's lame, and he's got swelling around his bottom of his suspensory, so I had to take him out.
What about your horses? How many horses are you training? Are most of them, like, got issues that, you know, you're basically patching them up to get them to the races?
Well, there are a lot that have got them problems. I've got 20 in work at the minute, and probably the best horse I've got is Carding and Baco, the trotter. I really think he's special, you know. So I'm taking him over to the Great Southern Star. I think he's won 12 of his last 14.
So keen to come east, obviously, and show us what he can do.
Yeah, 100%. Dallard Cup on the 28th, and then the Great Southern Star on the 4th of February.
Okay. So, will you bring anything else with him?
I've got a 3-year-old called Michael Joseph. I might bring over. He goes nice, and so he might come over as a companion.
All right, Clive. Well, mate, this John of Arc, this is a great story. We wish you all the best of luck tonight and again on Friday, and hopefully he's through to the final.
Yeah, that'll be great. Thanks for the call.
There he is, Clive Dalton. He is the trainer of John of Arc. I remember writing a story on John of Arc more than 12 months ago when Senior had him, and they tried the stem cell with him, from memory. And, obviously it's been a long, long time to get him right, but to see the horse race so well on Friday night, obviously very satisfying for Clive. And just having a look, he ran third in that that heat that was won by Better's Fire. Now, just want to make mention, Gary Hall Sr. made mention of the Kyle Harper interview, and the stewards have put out a press release in regards to the interview that Kyle Harper did over the weekend in regards to Better's Fire and how he'll be driven tonight. I'll just read that for you. Stewards questioned driver Kyle Harper in relation to comments made on Tab Radio on Sunday the 27th of November in relation to his intentions with respect to Heat 2 of the Inter-Dominion Series being run at Bunbury tonight. Mr. Harper explained that although his choice of words may have been misinterpreted by some listeners, all he meant by his comments were that he believed it would be very hard to beat short price favourite Hector JJ because of the barrier draw in Tuesday night's second heat at Bunbury. As a result of the draw, it would be tactically necessary to drive Better's Fire in a more conservative manner to afford it the best opportunity in the race, as the horse would have been better suited if drawn more favourably. The stewards issued Mr. Harper with a reprimand in relation to his comments that left open to question his intentions. Mr. Harper was also reminded of his obligations under the rules, in particular that the stewards would be expecting him to demonstrate through his actions that he was taking all reasonable and permissible measures during the course of a race to ensure that the horse was given full opportunity to win or obtain the best possible placing in the field. Well, I think driving him like he was driven on Friday night and attacking Hector JJ would not give the horse the opportunity to obtain his best possible placing in the field. So I quite understand Kyle suggesting that he's not going to put very much pressure on Hector JJ in the early stages, but that is a disagreement we can have at another stage. I just want to mention that the expanded coverage on Sky 2 tonight, that's important to point out. Harness fans can once again enjoy expanded coverage of night 2 of the Inter-Dominion from Bunbury tonight on Sky Racing 2, which will be open up. It'll be opened up Sky 2 for free to all Foxtel subscribers. We'll have Gareth Hall and Adam Hamilton. They're going to head up the trackside out of Bunbury. I'll be in the Sydney studio, and just a great way if you love your harness racing. Obviously, the races will be simulcast across on Sky Racing 1, but for an expanded coverage, Sky Racing 2, if you don't have Sky Racing 2 in your package, it's okay because tonight it will be free. So make sure you tune in. We've got In the Gig coming your way tonight from 6 o'clock. Adam and Gareth will be live from the track, and then straight after that we'll get into our big expanded coverage on Sky Racing 2. So make sure you stay tuned for that one. Menangle on Saturday night coming. This Saturday night, small fields. The Chokin Stakes is probably the feature race. It's a Group 3 event. We see Blue Moon Rising for Shane and Lauren Tritton take on Got a Good Reason, the unbeaten 3-year-old for Cross and Geary. And then outside of those, Carlo 303, Takara Truffle will go round as well. So that's race number 6 on the program. The free-for-all on the night is a Lombo Kota Kinabalu's event. It's the 5th event over the 2300. Millwood Liberty, Aztec Bromac, Blazin and Cullen Coldplay, Road and Clancy's Fobwatch are the other 5 runners in that race, but Lombo Kota Kinabalu will be short and should be winning that race. So some very strong racing again at Menangle on Saturday night. Of course, don't forget the expanded coverage tonight on Sky Racing 2 for all of the Inter-Dominion news, stories and interviews. We'll keep you right up to date with all of that. You can look forward to the Friday heats as well. You'll see that on Sky Racing and hear it here on Sky Racing Radio, and then, of course, the big final on Friday week.